The coronavirus pandemic has driven political candidates from the campaign trail, so they've been forced to get creative, bringing their messages to voters' screens and headphones. That includes the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race between the incumbent Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins takes us out on the virtual campaign trail.
I hope you will enjoy this important conversation. Share it far and wide, and subscribe to hear more Markey on the Mic.
Markey on the Mic.
That's Adriana Rosas Rivera, who works on Markey's campaign, singing the theme song to Markey's new podcast. The campaign is considering rotating different singers each week. Despite the name, the subject of the podcast is quite serious: the impact of the coronavirus on the country, the economy, and people's lives. The inaugural episode of Markey on the Mic features student and Uber driver Jonathan Bernardi. Markey highlights the impact of the virus on the ability of gig workers to make a living and even just to stay healthy. If medical professionals have a tough time getting personal protective gear, think about ride-hailing drivers.
You have someone like Jonathan who's going to be put in a position where he won't even have the gear he needs in order to minimize the impact on his health.
Neither Markey nor his challenger, Kennedy, is new to digital campaigning. Even before the pandemic, both were holding teletown halls and social media engagements. But the coronavirus crisis put an abrupt end to the rallies and flesh pressing that usually comes on the trail. Kennedy has suspended his campaign on a week-to-week basis during the crisis. Markey has not. He continues to fundraise. His campaign reasoning that elections still went on during wars and even on September 11th. But both have sought new ways to engage. For Kennedy, it's a new social media series called the Kennedy Evening Broadcast. One episode begins with Kennedy speaking from his Newton home about the challenge of saving his young children from poor food choices and boredom.
Laura and I were trying to think of what to do with them to occupy them and to make sure that we weren't just pounding junk food all day. And we obviously thought of idea of making something together as a family. The only problem is that I am a terrible cook. Laura's actually not bad, but I burn toast.
So he enlisted Boston celebrity chef Tiffany Faison. On one side of a split screen, Faison gives a cooking lesson. And on the other side, Kennedy, his wife Lauren, and his children, Ellie, 4, and James, 2, follow along in their kitchen.
Take your hand or take a knife and just smash the cloves.
Right. And then peel the ginger?
Peel the ginger, yep.
Okay.
We're going to smash the garlic.
I have no idea what that means.
Like Markey, Kennedy punctuates the fun with the serious challenges parents face in keeping their kids physically and mentally healthy during a pandemic.
School's out, shelter in place, you know, trying to find a way to make all of that work, which is just, and you have two kids that are, that know something's weird.
According to Kennedy's campaign, he's reaching a wide audience even as he shelters at home, earning 4.6 million impressions on social media platforms. Markey's campaign says it's still compiling numbers for the podcast. But for both candidates, for now, the campaign trail remains a virtual one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Atkins.